Good morning, everyone. Turn with me to the book of Genesis and the chapter 6. The chapter 6, for we're starting a new study today. It's the fourth picture of Christ, and it is, of course, Noah's Ark. And Noah's Ark is a wonderful picture of the Lord Jesus, and I reckon that we'll be here looking at Noah's Ark for a little while. But I'm going to start today by saying some things about the whole series of events that took place at that time. We're going to read just a few verses. I'd love to read the whole chapter 6 of Genesis, but we really haven't time. We're going to read from verse 13, of Genesis chapter 6, through to verse 16. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without, or outside, with pitch. This is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits. 300 cubits. That's approximately 150 yards. Now, at a rough guess, that's from the corner of the playground up to Armstrong Villas. At a rough guess. Maybe the teacher can set you a task of getting out the little wheelie measurer and measuring 100 yards or 150 yards up the road, some of you, just to see where it takes you. But I would say it must be roughly about that, maybe a little further. So, the ark was to be 300 cubits. A cubit's about 18 inches, half a yard. I hope you know what I'm talking about when I'm a yard. You're all on to metric, aren't you? And meters. Though there's not a great deal of difference between a yard and a meter. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits. The breadth of it, 50 cubits. Or 25 yards. That would be from the edge of the playground, just there at the roadside, till about here. So you can see it was a big boat from here to the road and from the corner right up to Armstrong Villas. That was the dimensions of it. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit thou shalt finish it above, and the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, secondary, and third stories shalt thou make it. So there are three stories, three levels, three decks on the ark. Big boat, a big boat. Now, this is a particularly appropriate portion of God's word for us to think about today. Not just us, of course, but God's people everywhere. Because the Lord Jesus, and his words are found in Matthew chapter 24, and the verses 36 to 39, the Lord Jesus, when he was talking about the time of his return to this earth, said this, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noe, or Noah, were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. They knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. In the world, in the days of Noah, nobody was expecting the flood. It caught them totally unawares and unprepared. Now I have to say that that should not have been the case. That should not have been the case. For there had been a witness about the coming flood for nearly 1,000 years. Before it came. For 1,000 years, mankind, or nearly 1,000, I'll show you exactly the period in a moment or two, For nearly 1,000 years, there had been a witness, there had been a warning circulating in the world about coming judgment. And the Lord Jesus says, just like it was back in the days of Noah, that's how it's going to be in the days when I return. They weren't prepared for the flood. Didn't take any notice of the warnings. It caught them totally unaware. So will it be when I return. Now, Noah and his family knew. They knew about the coming judgment. And they had known that it was coming for quite some time. And so did all the other believers in those days, but not the ungodly. And it'll be like that when the Lord Jesus Christ comes. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ's coming will catch the world unprepared, but it will not catch those who believe the Bible. They will be expecting it. Indeed, they'll be watching out for it. I want to read to you from the New Testament just to reinforce what I'm saying. And it's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, you older ones in particular, here's a passage for you to study and read and think about. Verse 1 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly, that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them. It will come as a thief in the night upon those who are saying, all's well, all's lovely, there's no trouble ahead. But Paul says, verse 4, but ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. You'll not be caught unawares, brother. You know the times and the seasons. You have been given indications by the Lord when he'll come. And you'll be watching. So it'll not catch you unawares, but it'll catch the world unawares. Just like it was in the days of Noah. Just like it was in the days of Noah. So, as I said, it's particularly appropriate that we look today at the picture of the Lord Jesus that is presented to us by the ark. It's a likeness to the Lord Jesus Christ. But we have some preliminary things that I'd like to say to you. How did Christians, or how did the believers, they weren't called Christians way back then, just believers in the Lord. How did they know back then? Let me give you the answer to that. First of all, when Methuselah, Noah's grandfather, was born, his father Enoch gave him that rather peculiar name, Methuselah. And he gave it for a special reason. Methuselah became a walking sermon. A walking sermon. His name, those who are expert in the ancient Hebrew language, tell us that his name means this. When he dies, the flood shall come. Noah lived to see that flood, and it came in the year Methuselah died. Do you know how long he lived? He was the oldest man that ever lived. And he lived 969 years. Now that's an easy number for you to remember. Would you remember it? 969 years. So that's nearly 1,000 years that the people of the earth had a warning that a flood was coming, and they were told when it would come. When this man Methuselah dies, the flood will come. So, although the world, when the flood came, were caught totally unawares, they had no reason to be in ignorance. God had told them when it would come. Told them in a very wonderful fashion. Methuselah, when he dies, that's the time the flood will come. Now, it's true to say that no one knew exactly when Methuselah would die. Not even Methuselah knew when he would die. But they did know that when he would die, the flood would come. Now you and I don't know when the Lord Jesus Christ will come. That is, we can't look up a calendar, as it were, or quote a date. We can't. But this we can say. When certain events take place, immediately afterwards, the Saviour will come. And, of course, the certain events are told us in Matthew chapter 24. Look it up. Matthew chapter 24, we're looking at the verse 29. Matthew chapter 24 and the verse 29. And immediately, no delay, right away, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Now just look at the sequence of words that are found in those verses. Immediately after, and then, and then, and then. There's going to take place events in the world that will signal the imminent return of the Lord Jesus. And there are events that everybody's going to see. Stars, sun stopping shining, moon too, powers of the heavens shaken. Then Christ shall come. So you and I know when he'll come, but we can't say exactly now what day that will be. But we know that when we see these events take place, Christ is about to return. Just as it was in the days of Noah. The people knew when Methuselah dies, the flood's going to come. But boys and girls, and I'll see if I can get this squeezed in this morning. The name of Methuselah gave them long-term warning of when the flood would come. But as the days approached, more definite indications were given. We're in Genesis chapter 6. We read in the verse 3, "And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. So, in the days of Noah, when God has called Noah to be his servant and to be his prophet, the Lord speaks to Noah and he tells him, there's 120 years left for this earth. And during this 120 years, I want you to do two things, Noah. I want you to preach that judgment is coming. And I want you to begin building an ark. So Noah begun immediately to say, there's 120 years left. Here's a clear warning to the world. In the days of Methuselah, hundreds and hundreds of years before, they were told, when this man dies, the flood is coming. And now, there's getting near the time. And God speaks again and gives another clear warning, an even clearer warning. 120 years from now, the flood's going to come. And for 120 years, Noah preached. And he built the ark. And God, in mercy, waited. Didn't judge them. Waited during that period. But there was an even more definite time given to Noah. If you look at chapter 7, the verse 1. "And the Lord said unto Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark. For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Of the fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet, look, 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days. So 7 days before the judgment came, Noah was told very clearly, there's only 1 week left. Do you see how progressively God revealed in ever more definite terms when the judgment was coming? And in that fashion, boys and girls, the people of God, the saints of God, the saved people, the Christians on this earth, those who believe God's word, will be told ever more definitely when the Lord will return. Noah was told 7 days. He would have gathered the family. We're getting into the ark. We're getting ready because the judgment's coming in 7 days. In like fashion, I'm telling you now, when that great day approaches, when the Lord Jesus Christ is coming again, believers will become ever more informed and ever more sure as they see the signs that God has said will take place. As they see them taking place, they'll know the Lord will be here any day. And that's why in the Gospel of Luke, the Lord Jesus says, when you see these things, these signs, look up, look up. Years ago, I think I might have told you this before, but years ago, in the railway station. When people were gathered there for the train, they knew when it was supposed to be coming. But sometimes trains weren't just exactly on time. And they would have been standing about, maybe in the waiting room, having a little cup of tea. And as the time approached, they would have gone out onto the platform and they were waiting and wondering. And then something would have happened. Just up the platform a bit, there was a clatter and a signal arm fell down. And that told them the train was about to come. That's the way it will be with us, boys and girls. God will have his signal and we'll hear it and see it drop. And we'll know to look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. Just as it was with Noah. 7 days, Noah, get into the ark. And he could have counted off the days. And there came that final morning. And solemnly they would have gathered the family together. And Noah would have prayed and he would have said to them all, today God begins his judgment. Boys and girls, it's only those who heed the word of God who will be ready. Outside the ark there were millions. Probably quite a few of them standing around the ark and laughing at this stupid man in the big boat he has built and is nowhere near the sea. What a fool, not knowing judgment was coming. Take heed to God's word. Take heed and get into the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God's ark, in whom alone you will find salvation for your soul. Let's bow in prayer. We ask the Lord to bless your word to the hearts of every boy and girl. Let them see the picture of the events in Noah's day, and let them understand the significance of those events and the application of them to the world in which we live. Bless the school today. Cover it with the blood of Calvary, for Jesus' sake. Amen.